morning. Welcome to Yongnak Church of LA with Bible. It is my privilege to share the Word of God with Yongnak families. My name is Jessica Wan, and I'm serving our Yongnak kids. Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us an opportunity to read your Word and meet you once again. We come before you. Please forgive all our sins with the blood of Jesus at this time. Let the Holy Spirit reside in us so that we may be able to listen to your words, remember your words, and obey your words. Please come and touch us and heal us as we share the book of Ecclesiastes at this time. We want to be restored by you, Lord. We love you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's open up the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12. I am reading from the HCSB version. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 is on page 635 in my Bible. So let's read from verse 1. So remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of adversity come, and the years approach when you will say, I have no delight in them, before the sun and the light are darkened, and the moon and the stars, and the clouds return after the rain, on the day when the guardians of the house tremble, and the strong men stoop, the women who grind seeds because they are few, and the ones who watch through the windows see dimly. The doors at the street are shut, while the sound of the mill fades, when one rises at the sound of a bird, and all the daughters of song grow faint. Also, they are afraid of heights and dangers on the road. The almond tree blossoms, the grasshopper loses its spring, and the caperberry has no effect. For man is headed to his eternal home, and mourners will walk around in the street. Before the silver cord is snapped, and the gold bowl is broken, and the jar is shattered at the spring, and the wheel is broken into the well, and the dust returns to the earth as it once was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Absolute futility, says the teacher. Everything is futile. In addition to the teacher being a wise man, he constantly taught the people knowledge. He waited, explored, and arranged many proverbs. The teacher sought to find delightful sayings and write words of truth accurately. The sayings of the wise are like goads, and those from masters of collections are like firmly embedded nails. The sayings are given by one shepherd, but beyond these, my son, be warned. There is no end to the making of many books, and much study worries the body. When all has been heard, the conclusion of the matter is, fear God and keep His commands, because this is for all humanity, for God will bring every act to judgment, including every hidden thing, whether good or evil. Amen. So Ecclesiastes chapter 12 also is written by King Solomon. As we have learned, the book of Ecclesiastes talks about the meaning of life. And this book continuously mentions the futility of life. The book refers to life as meaningless. But chapter 12 verse 1 says to remember the Creator. As we can see that this is the last chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, and it is giving a conclusion or solution. And the answer is remembering our Creator. We should remember that we are not here accidentally. We were made fearfully and wonderfully made by our God. So let's give thanks to our God, even though our circumstances change, good or bad. Our God does not change. When we focus on our God, who created us, then we can trust Him. So let's not wait until our circumstances get worse and turn to our God, but let's turn to God before any bad things happen. Let's be wise. No matter how good our God or awesome our God, if we do not have connection with Him, then it means nothing to us. So we should know that we are His child. Are you His child? How can we know that we are children of God? Or how can we become children of God? The teacher is teaching the knowledge, wisdom, and truth. You can ask your teacher or pastor about becoming the child of God. Isn't it good to know that someone can help you and teach you? The Bible says that in verse 11, that the sayings of the wise are like goads. Do you know what a goad is? It is a stick that urges animals to move forward. When we don't know how to solve a math problem, for example, the teacher shows us how to solve it and then gives us hints to help us to do it by ourselves. Then after many practices, we can do it on our own. Sometimes those teachings and practices are not easy to follow, right? But we need to solve many questions, like 6 pages a day. Wow, that is a lot. But actually, I know that some of you are actually doing that. But it is benefiting to us. A goad is like that. The wise words are like that. Sometimes it hurts and not easy to listen, but we have to follow so it can help us. The Bible says that the sayings are given by one shepherd. We are glad to know that we have parents and teachers who help us. And we are glad that our good shepherd, Jesus, is always helping us. Let's listen carefully to His voice and remember His voice so we can follow Him only. Jesus is our good shepherd. He died for our sins and rose from the dead to win over all the sin and death. Amen. So let's go to verse 12. But beyond these, my son, be warned. There's no end to the making of many books, and much study wears the body. Sometimes I feel like that. But we must do our best in studying. But most of all, we should focus on reading the Bible. Studying the Bible and obeying the Bible is most important. Verse 13 says, when all has been heard, the conclusion of the matter is, fear God and keep His commands, because this is for all humanity. So as we learned, we know the Ten Commandments. Also, we learned, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. We also learned, love your neighbor as yourself. Then finally, we learned, go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And I remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. So how can we obey all these commandments? If you are a child of God, then you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, and He will help you to obey the commandments. Amen. Verse 14 says that God will bring every act to judgment. I'm so glad that my God will judge at the end. He will know all the unjust things that happened on the earth. Wouldn't you be glad to see your helper when you're in danger? My God will judge at the end and will take away all the unlawful things. Not only that, we'll be judged, but we'll also be rewarded too. Our God loves us and He watches us all the time lovingly. All the children of God, what does it mean to live well? Following God's way is living well. Amen. What does it mean to fear God? Respect and honor God and listening to God. Lastly, how can we obey God? Not with our own power, but by the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please become a child of God if you're not yet. Tell Him that you're sorry and ask Him to come into your heart and be the center of your life. Then the Holy Spirit will reside in your heart forever. Please start the relationship with our God and get to know Him by reading the Bible every day. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for teaching us about your wisdom. Please help us to remember to fear the Lord and keep the commandments. Lord Holy Spirit, please remind us of your words and help us to make the right choices for your glory. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.